Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is David Cosgrove from Key Invest. How are you, David?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, investing. It's quite broad, okay? What do we need to know as small business owners about investing?
Well, it's become slightly more complicated in the last few months because APRA, the governing body of the banks, has come out and put restrictions on the banks in terms of how much interest-only lending they can actually provide. So that's actually caused some disparity in the rates between people with interest-only loans that are investment and their own-occupied loans that might be principal and interest. So all of a sudden we've got this big disparity in rates, and a lot of people need to know that the rates are going up, but they don't actually realise why they're going up.
Mm. Okay, so as a small business owner, even our business loans, interest-only business loans, are affected by this?
So a lot of the business loans isn't governed by this. So it's basically for if their business loan is secured by residential property, which some of them they will have that. So they might have business loans secured against their own occupied or their investment property. Those interest-only loans will be going up. So that will be a bigger cost for their business.
I mean, what are we talking, 1%, 2%?
So the disparity now between with the major banks between the interest-only investment loans is basically 1%. Higher than their standard variable rates on own-occupied P&I loans, principal and interest. So, that 1% can be quite a big difference. If you've got a $500,000 loan, that 1% represents $5,000 more a year. You're just paying in interest to the lender.
Mm. I mean, and that could cripple some.
Yeah, for sure. If things are tight, especially in WA where the economy's on a bit of a downturn, being pretty flat, a lot of businesses are running pretty tight with their financials.
Is there anything you can do to help people avoid falling into that trap?
Well, some of the banks aren't governed by, or some of the lenders aren't governed by APRA because they don't take deposits. So they've actually got a bit more freedom to offer still lower investment interest-only rates. So as a broker, it's my job to try and find a solution for people that will save them money. So I can basically shop around between the 30-odd lenders we have and find a solution that actually says, you actually can maybe lock this rate in for 2 years, because I think there's going to be more pain in the future because the banks have been restricted at 30% interest-only loans over the total loan books. So if they don't meet those requirements, they're going to have to lift the rates even higher to reduce those interest-only loans. So I can see more pain in actually more rate rises in this space. So it might be a good opportunity to lock in maybe for 2 or 3 years on a lower fixed rate, which is interest-only.
So does that mean that we're looking at refinancing or just restructuring? Or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we've got two options. With some banks, we can actually restructure at that lender. So what's happened over time is the banks have raised rates outside of the Reserve Bank lifting rates. Mm. But then they're given bigger discounts to new clients, to attract new clients. So if you've been with the lender 3 or 4 years and haven't actually had your rates looked at, you might find that you're actually paying 0.5% higher than the advertised new rates. So sometimes we can restructure at that lender without them having to discharge their existing loans and find a new lender. If their existing lender doesn't want to play with them and keep their business, then obviously we can look at finding ways of saving money at a different lender.
Mm. Are they more likely to listen to someone like you negotiating for them, rather than, say me going myself and saying, oh, hey, can you do this for me?
Yeah, for sure. When you go to the bank, obviously all they're going to offer you is their products, and their whole business is trying to generate money for the shareholders. Mm. So as much as possible, they don't want people to try and get lower rates with them. Mm. So you can ring up. They have retention teams who will try and offer you a better rate if you ask. But if you don't ask, they don't come out and all of a sudden say, we're happy to give you 0.5%. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, here's your 0.5%. They will try and keep you on the higher rates. I am happy to I write letters for people who aren't my clients if they want to stay with their own lender, so I can go back to them and say, these are the rates my broker's offering me. Can you match them? Mm-hmm. That's just a service I offer to clients who aren't my clients to help them. Because at the end of the day, I want people to be saving money. If I help them out, it's great.
And you don't only work with small business owners. You work across the board and working out smart investment choices?
Yeah, for sure. So I do commercial commercial loans for businesses, and a lot of them will also be on higher rates where the banks, they haven't renegotiated. They might be on annual reviews with their commercial loans, which a lot of business owners actually find really painful. So there are solutions out there, maybe on a lower rate where they don't have those annual reviews, which might suit. I do it with mum and dad investors. I mainly do residential security, so people buying the first home all the way through to buying their third or fourth investment property.
So, well then, how important is it for you to understand how interest rates change then?
Yeah, extremely important. A lot of people just think that I've gone to my bank, walked in there, and what they're offering me is the best rate they've got possible. Mm. But they actually have their standard discounts. But when we actually go to that bank, we can actually ask for what we call pricing, which means we ask for a bigger discount for the client, knowing that this bank over here is offering 3.79 and their rate's 4.05. We say, what can you do? They might come back at 3.84, but if we don't ask, or if the client doesn't ask when they go to the bank, then they don't get that discount. So, and that makes a huge difference over a 30-year loan. If you're saving 0.2% on your loan, but you actually pay that off your principal rather than paying interest, you'll be saving $100,000, as an example, over the life of the loan, depending on the loan size.
Mm, okay, so pay attention. I mean, you know, we often get those letters through, and you know, even if you have opted to have, you know, the electronic versions of statements or announcements and so forth, but if you don't keep a check on what's going on, you know, yes. I myself found myself in a situation where I had a bank account for years, and at one point there was quite a bit of money, and I was, you know, getting a nice monthly return. And recently I had some money in there. I thought, I just, you know, it's always worked perfectly fine. At the end of the day, at the end of the month, there was, you know, a ridiculously low amount that came in. And then I looked and my interest rate had gone down to 0.01%.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and quite the time you might be in a fixed term deposit which comes off that fixed term, so it's been at 2.5%, and like you said, it goes back to nothing.
Yes.
And if you don't actually review it, then you don't actually know that yeah.
Exactly. So,
and like I said, it's in the bank's best interest to make as much money for their shareholders.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have alerted me to say, hey.
Yeah, that's it.
This is happening.
Yeah, it's their favourite thing.
So keep a check on that. So even if you are not the chief financial officer of your household or of your business, it's probably something to keep your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, and it's so simple to get a home loan checkup. All you got to do is just send through what your lender is and what your rates are and your loan size, and basically say, what is the best you can do on this? It takes me 3 minutes to do, it takes you maybe 30 seconds to send me a statement, and that whole process could be saving $1,000 a year. Yeah. For a 3-minute simple checkup.
So I phone you and say, can you do a home loan checkup for me?
Yep, you can phone me, email me, just flick through some details, and I'm more than happy. It's what I do. I love saving people money, so if I can do that, yeah, it gives me a buzz.
Wonderful. Well, how can people do that if they'd like to?
Yeah, so they can either get in touch by email, which is david.cosgrove@keyinvest.com.au, mm-hmm. or just give me a buzz on my mobile, 0412 624 312.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. David Cosgrove from Key Invest.